USA News, I'm John Schaefer. All 12 jurors have been selected for the hush money criminal trial involving former President Trump in New York City. The presiding judge declared, "Our jury is now complete, comprising 7 men and 5 women." Selection of the 6 alternates is underway, with the judge aiming to finalize the process by Friday. Earlier Thursday, 2 seated jurors were dismissed from the panel, one after inquiries into his arrest record, while another was excused due to concerns about media exposure of her identity. Republican Mike Johnson appears to need Democratic support to advance his foreign aid package. The House Speaker intends to schedule distinct votes on aid allocations for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, along with a separate bill concerning the border.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
Some conservatives contend that linking the border issue to Ukraine would compel Democratic support. They're cautioning Johnson of potential consequences if he continues with his current strategy. President Biden garnering significant support as more than a dozen members of the renowned Kennedy family endorsed him at a gathering in Philadelphia Thursday.
This campaign is about Trump versus Biden. And what we need to do today is focus on Biden winning.
That's Carrie Kennedy, daughter of the late senator and presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy. Authorities are continuing their investigation into the origins of the Maui fires from last year, which claimed the lives of 101 people. According to a report by the Hawaii Attorney General, a significant windstorm caused power lines to topple in Lahaina, igniting the initial fire. Although the initial blaze was extinguished, it was subsequently rekindled by strong winds. Google is firing 28 employees following protests over labor conditions and the company's contract to supply cloud computing and AI services to the Israeli government and military. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
According to a recent Harvard Kennedy School poll, only 9% of young Americans believe the United States is heading in the right direction, while 58% think it's going the wrong way. Despite this, over half of them expressed intentions to vote for President Biden in the upcoming election, with 53% stating they definitely plan to cast their vote. The White House has made it clear that President Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. While speaking at 2 campaign stops in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Biden mentioned that his uncle Ambrose Finnegan was killed during World War II and then made a reference to cannibalism.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Thursday aboard Air Force One, the White House press secretary informed reporters that Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan and that there is no truth to the claim that he was eaten by New Guinea natives in 1944. A recent report from the anti-death penalty organization Reprieve reveals that black inmates sentenced to death by lethal injection experienced botched procedures at significantly higher rates than their white counterparts. The report indicates that black prisoners have a 220% greater likelihood of enduring a botched execution compared to white prisoners. Prince Harry has formally designated the United States as his main residence. In recent business filings, he identified the U.S. as his new country/state of usual residence. Since stepping back from the royal duties in 2020, he and Meghan Markle have established their home in California. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.